Earlier this year, 100 artists had to leave Pioneer Square to make way for the deep bore tunnel. And finding cheap space isn't easy as rents keep rising. Vincent Kitch is director of the Seattle Office of Arts and Cultural Affairs. He hopes this meeting of the minds will identify artists' needs, address hurdles, and outline a long-term vision for the city.
We're working on programs that would help bring artists back into the downtown. We're expanding our partnerships and our work on the storefronts program to really look at how we can use arts to help revitalize empty retail areas and those. So there are a lot of challenges that we face.
Cultural Space Seattle is a two-day planning event beginning with a public forum Tuesday evening at Town Hall. A diverse group of people, including artists, elected officials, business owners and investors, and real estate developers, are expected to weigh in. One local sculptor and art space developer who has plans to make his voice heard is Sam Ferrazzano. He helped transform the former INS building in Seattle's Chinatown International District into an art colony. He likes to say it's not the Taj Mahal, but it's an important prototype with partnerships between artists, businesses, and government.
The more you can put this together and the more communities you have and the more they build on the grander scheme, the better the city becomes. And the more lively and the more soul that the city has. And that's where I think Seattle is at. We're on that tipping point. Like, people are starting to recognize, oh, if we work together as a community, as a city, as individual artists, as developers, we put it all together, we can build amazing things.
Panelists from Chicago, Vancouver, BC, and Philadelphia will share ideas about strides made in other cities. The idea is to connect a variety of players and come up with a framework to ensure artists have affordable spaces where they can thrive and show off their work. Monica Spain, KPLU News.